You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, virtually, which we'll play big into this podcast later, actually, I have Jordan Van Monen. He's owner at Consultant in a Box. He is in the Referrals in Action chapter in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Jordan, how are you doing today?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So Jordan gave a testimonial, I believe, in his chapter. Vince was visiting that day. And Vince came back to me and said, you know what, Brandon? He's got a great story. We should get him on a podcast. And here's what's impressive. Jordan followed up with me. Vince tossed it out there. I got the email about a week ago saying, hey, really want to do this podcast. Would love to get this out there. And it's a fantastic concept because I've talked about it in the past, and it really is getting more out of BNI beyond your chapter. Of course, we always have our local chapters that we're part of. And when Jordan and I started, he just finished his meeting today. And he even said, you know, I wasn't able to make my meeting last week and I just didn't really like it. It kind of set my week off. And I agree 100%. We love our local chapter that we are part of. But Jordan found a way to tap into another source that allowed him to expand his business, I'm going to say well beyond his state. So Jordan, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you thought of going beyond your chapter, and just elaborate a little more on that, on how you expanded outside.
Yeah, no problem. So I've always been kind of a long-term thinker. I'm thinking about how ways to expand my business outside of myself. You know, when I get beyond me as an employee, and who am I going to add next to my organization to make things work? And I've always liked the BNI's global network, being able to visit other chapters locally. Being able to go and travel to these other chapters and visit their actual meetings. But what about the times when I don't have that capacity to travel? And with my business, I have the flexibility where I can work remotely, you know, similar to maybe some other insurance agents that might be licensed in multiple states. You know, maybe there's an opportunity for them to communicate with another chapter who doesn't have an insurance agent in their state and wouldn't be competing with any other members of that chapter. So what I did is I reached out to a BNI Arizona Facebook group. It's the biggest on Facebook. And really, the Facebook groups, I think, are for BNI are very underrepresented, especially on a state level. For BNI. So this was really the only group that I could find. And I also found that they were very, content driven. You know, it wasn't just people posting on there like, hey, I've got a special for this, because there's a lot of groups that don't have any engagement with the members. It's just people posting spam. So that was very important to me. So what I started off with is a giver's gain mentality. Of I'm trying my hardest to give referrals to people in the Arizona group all the way from here in South Dakota, which is difficult, you know, for not having much of a relationship with those people in those areas. That is going to be hard to do. I understand that. But I wanted to at least put my best foot forward to say, hey, this is my intentions. So that got a really good response. And that's what I would suggest in reaching out, you know, just like in a group, hey, I want to give you business so you can give me business, the giver's game. That's been my main focus. So in doing that, I just posted, you know, hey, Arizona, I'm looking for businesses in your area that I can refer snowbirds to, you know, people who have second homes in the South Dakota area, or people who travel to Arizona on a regular basis, or a travel agent, someone that might have a good vacation home or something that people can visit in that area, or a trip or some sort. So that's been my referral goal for those people. And I got a great response. In that first 2 days, I had probably 15 people saying, yeah, I'd love to meet with you virtually. And I had 10 virtual one-to-ones utilizing my CRM system to book these meetings, you know, and they weren't long, you know, 15, 20 minutes. They didn't have to be anything specific. But it was just enough time to get to know the people that were in those areas and what businesses they have. So when I do run across that referral, I know who to send them to confidently, because I've already had that soft introduction to them.
I like so many views on how you did this, because I think it's the right way when trying to reach out beyond. Multiple times you said with the giver's game mentality. And I think coming from South Dakota, there's plenty of snowbirds. So you're from Watertown, and I think a lot of snowbirds come from Watertown specifically because there's some pretty harsh winters there. So what a great way to find that connection. And I don't think that that just comes naturally to people. Jordan and I had a great opportunity to kind of get his history of his business sense and all of that. And he really thinks, and no pun intended here, outside of the box, hence the name of your company, right? And I think that's a great way to find that giver's gain on the ultimate level. And we talk about how you can pass referrals outside of, you know, B&I Heartland or outside of your area. And with the app, we have access to all the members' information. But to go into a Facebook group, which you even studied, the group itself, and not spam them, because that was one thing you didn't want in there, but not spam them, but offer them something. I think that's why you got the results you did, because of the giver's game mentality that you took. Now, luckily, I've been very fortunate to meet a lot of Arizona directors through conference. Some of them are my great friends, and they have a great culture there. Their B&I culture fits very similar to what the B&I Heartland culture is. So I'm glad that they were open to have those conversations with you. And that 10, 15 minutes builds more credibility with you and them than just randomly picking them and sending people their way. So you know that you can vouch for these people because, you know, as we say, your reputation goes with every referral. So you got these 10 one-to-ones. It sounds like they went very well. What's kind of the next step that you're looking at now?
My next step is to continue fostering the relationships that I've already gained with the people who have reached out to me, try to get some more virtual one-to-ones with other members that would be maybe a part more of my core group. Whereas my next post is going to be, hey, a couple weeks ago I asked for just virtual one-to-ones with these specific people this week. This is what I'm looking for, is those businesses that I can complement, that I know I'll get referrals from, and then I'll have a better chance of giving referrals back. Because the beauty of my relationship with my customers and clients is it's very long-term. So for that insurance agent that might be doing workers' comp benefits, you know, every business I feel has a life cycle in their business where they would be ready for a particular service at a particular time. And I'm in a position where I can basically walk with the business owner through that whole life cycle and know when the referral is the appropriate time to pass that referral to a financial advisor for setting up a 401k or an HR benefits company for setting up employee health benefits, or the workers' comp type business when that employer is going from adding, you know, employees. So that's my focus, is to really focus on my core groups.
Perfect. And you know what? I feel kind of bad. We probably should have done this at the beginning. Give us like your 10-second spiel on what Consultant in a Box is.
Basically, Consultants in a Box is a business process and software consulting. And I walk with business owners in their need for analyzing software to make their businesses work more efficiently. So either that business owner can take a step back so they can work on what's important to that business owner. Either it's more time with their friends or family and still be able to run their business efficiently, or scaling their business to a larger size by incorporating software to make their business more efficient. You know, some of the main things that I focus on is credit card processing, payroll software, and customer relationship management software. Those would be the top three products that I offer. And I try to dabble in a lot of different things, but those are my focuses. But I know that if some business owners struggle to find the right software, and sometimes I even struggle to find the right software for a business owner, but they're not going it alone. You know, when I talk about the perfect scenario is that business owner that wants to bake cakes or wants to do landscaping or, you know, wants to be a chiropractor. That's the only thing that they want to focus on. They don't want to focus on, you know, setting up a CRM system, a phone system, credit card processing, and all these other administrative software technologies that they haven't fully researched and understand. They just want to do what they want to do, which is what they're passionate about, which is what I'm passionate about. Is I don't want to be a chiropractor and a cake maker and, you know, a landscaper. I want to help them with their software. And so it's a really good compliment.
Wow. Well, Jordan, very impressive on how you did this. Like I said, from the very beginning, I really believe that you used Giver's Gain to its fullest on reaching out to these people. You didn't just solicitate them. You're building a relationship with them. And to me, that's what BNI stands for. So for our listeners out there that want to expand outside of your chapter, outside of your BNI area, really listen to what Jordan did and the process that he took. It might look and sound a little different than exactly how he did it, depending on your product or service. And I would safely say, I don't think that this could work for every business. Jordan, you kind of mentioned people that are licensed in these different areas could use these tips and tricks. But, you know, like coming from a background of selling countertops, I couldn't sell countertops in Arizona being in Omaha, Nebraska. So it may not be a great fit when I was in that industry. But even the marketing side that I'm involved in, I see that there's opportunities exactly like what you're doing as far as making those connections. And I'm just impressed on how well you did it. So, well, let's wrap it up. Jordan, any final thoughts on the topic?
Yeah, I guess my last final thought and another thing that I'll bring up is what's really great, and I see this in Sioux Falls, is there's a startup Sioux Falls page, right, that's completely independent from BNI. You know, it's just an organic thing that started, right? It has probably 6,000 members that are a part of that group, and people ask for recommendations for services on there on a regular basis, you know, and that's what people in BNI, at least in my chapter, you'll see if someone asks for graphic design, the Randy Williamson in our group gets brought up. If someone asks for employee benefits or law, you know, then Kyle Jordan gets brought up, or Eric Ronke gets brought up. You know, people are getting referred to in groups outside of these referral groups in a way that's, again, is not spamming people. But you can really see the BNI representation in these groups. And yeah, from the inside and the outside, it's fabricated referrals, of course. You know, it's you know, synthetically driven. But for the outsider who's not a part of BNI and doesn't understand the network and the givers game mentality, they don't know that, you know. So it's really infiltrating BNI into your common population, which I think is really important for the referral aspect online, is having 4 or 5 people refer something.
Well, one of the things that BNI Global is really going for is strengthening the BNI brand so that people see it as the resource more than just the organization. And I think you kind of wrap that up perfectly on a way that you guys are doing it and on how you're using social media to do so. And for our listeners, these podcasts are for you. If there's ever a topic you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Jordan, thank you so much for your time and your knowledge today.
Yeah, appreciate it. This was fun.
And to everybody else, we'll talk to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.